Report, NJ Church lays off 195 after getting $18 million from USAID for migrants. By Amy Furr on February 23, 2025. A church in Highland Park, New Jersey, is in a tough spot after receiving millions of dollars in USAID relief funds to assist illegals. Leaders with the Reformed Church of Highland Park told Shore News Network they laid off 195 workers after President Donald Trump's administration stopped federal money from going to migrant resettlement programs, the website reported Sunday. The outlet said it confirmed layoffs through a WARN notice filed with the New Jersey Department of Labor. It continued. The church, which had received $18 million in aid from USAID to place migrants in jobs across New Jersey, is now struggling to keep its programs running. Reverend Seth Caperdale said his organization is owed more than $1.3 million for services rendered in January alone and warned that without immediate support, key programs could collapse. For the past 3.5 years, we have experienced that refugees and immigrants are a blessing, Caperdale said. Since January 20, everything has collapsed. According to the church's website, it has had an active immigration committee since 2002. When our members first started sharing their experiences of trouble with the U.S. immigration system. The church also noted, "We are considered a leading congregation in the fight for immigration justice." The Shore News Network report said that, in the past, Governor Phil Murphy, D., backed the church's stand against Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, raids. Now, Caperdale wants him to do the same against Trump. Meanwhile, Catholic Relief Services, CRS, is preparing for big cuts after Trump cut funding for mass migration into the nation's communities, Breitbart News reported February 7. CRS is one of the biggest recipients of U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, funding, but with Trump's spending freeze, the charity is quickly moving to scale back its organization, lay off employees, and retool, according to the National Catholic Reporter, the outlet said. The potential closure of USAID drew anger from Democrat lawmakers in the media, Breitbart News reported February 3. MAGA Republicans believe USAID is one of the most egregious cudgels of the administrative state, accusing it of corrupting humanitarian aid, facilitating contractor fraud, wasting taxpayer funds, and bending to the wishes of the CIA, the article said.